up until about the time of puberty. And then there may be some activity after that, but you know, after puberty, it starts to decline, go downhill. It becomes mostly a connective tissue and fatty tissue at that point. Okay. T cells. There's a picture in your book. First of all, let's look a little bit at the histology of the thymus. In the new books, it's on page 421. Okay. So, the thymus have a capsule and trabeculae, just like the lymph node does. Okay. It also has a cortex and a medulla. Okay. So, it's all T cells in the thymus, like all T cells all the time, right? So, what happens in the thymus between the cortex and the medulla? In the new books, on page 425, and I suspect in the old books, there's a picture like this. It shows the layers of the thymus, the cortex and the medulla, and it shows how T cells learn to be what they need to be when they grow up. Okay? So what happens is multipotential cells come in through the medulla, go into the cortex. In the cortex, there's what's called a positive selection. It's a double. It selects cells that recognize both non-self and self. Okay, so both MHC and non-self. Those cells that pass that selection then go to the medulla. Okay, from the cortex to the medulla, and then there's a negative selection. So any T cells at that point that recognize self antigens are destroyed. Okay. T cells that recognize self, right, your antigens, your body, are the basis of immunodegenerative diseases within the body, autoimmune diseases within the body. So this is where they get destroyed, there in the medulla. And what's left then are cells, T cells that are immunocompetent, either CD4 cells or CD8 cells. CD4 cells are helper cells. CD8 cells are cytotoxic T cells. Okay. These then can go and populate other lymphoid tissues within the body. Okay. So, what do you need to know histologically about this? Okay. In addition to the fact that you have the cortex and the medulla here, in addition to the fact that you have a capsule and trabeculae, there's a diagnostic feature of thymus that is not present in any other tissue. And that diagnostic feature, which is in the center of the medullas, is called Husserl's corpuscle. Okay. A Sal's corpuscle is a spherical object. It stains pink on H&E. It's made up of reticular endothelial cells, which have flattened themselves out. Sometimes you can see the profile of several nuclei. And it is thought that what Sal's corpuscle does is secrete interleukin-4 and interleukin-7 to allow for education and differentiation of T cells. Okay? So that's your little lecture on the thymus. And go ahead and take a look at that, and then we'll finish up this point.
H2 better?